You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Welcome to the Feed Your Wild podcast. Welcome back. If you are a listener, if you're new, I'm very thrilled you are here, especially for this particular episode. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, your host and intuitive nourishment guide, this episode and every episode. And today, we got this Lion's Gate going on, 8-8. Before we get in too deep with today's episode, I wanted to share a quick announcement. I have a brand new and free masterclass happening on August 14th at 2 p.m. Central Time. It's called Be Extraordinary: 3 Essential Keys to Go From Struggling Practitioner to Wildly Intuitive Holistic Healer. This is going to be so much fun. I am sharing things in this masterclass that I have never shared before. And if you identify as a struggling practitioner or clinician, if you're a nurse, therapist, doctor, coach, nutritionist, herbalist, etc., and you're feeling misalignment in your current practice, you desire to incorporate an intuitive approach, but maybe you're feeling stuck on how. Maybe you feel a lack of clarity and trust in your intuitive gifts. Perhaps you feel like you don't have enough knowledge or training, and maybe you fear that others will judge you. If you answered yes to any of the above, then this masterclass is for you. We're getting into how to get transformational results for clients and patients with your unique intuitive gifts and soul-aligned work without sacrificing money, time, or reputation. In this free class, I'm going to share the number one problem that's causing 1 in 4 clinicians to leave healthcare. So wild. And how you can totally overcome it. I'm also sharing a spiritual tool that you can use in your healing work to amplify your intuition and your results, and a powerful intuitive practice that tripled my own holistic healing business within 3 months. It's going to be super juicy. I highly recommend you sign up even if you can't make it live, because yes, there will be a replay. Happening August 14th at 2 p.m. Central Time, that's Chicago time. Be extraordinary. To sign up, go to wildlyrooted.com/extra, wildlyrooted.com/extra, and grab your seat. As always, all links will be in the show notes. So what is Lionsgate? Well, I have a couple of episodes on this in previous years, but I think it's always really lovely to come back to the basics, come back to what this day, this portal, and this time frame, because it's not just today, but really it's this wider time frame. But today, 8-8 is numerically significant and a midpoint in this journey of the spiritual sun, Sirius. So with Lionsgate, we have Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, which is known as our spiritual sun, and it's coming into alignment, which is called the Lion's Gate. It's this surge of increased cosmic energy flowing between the spiritual and the physical. The Lion's Gate portal runs from roughly July 28th to August 12th. And the portal is created when the star Sirius reappears in the sky, and it turbocharges this field, our field of creation, of our internal sun, of our heart and our heart's desires and intentions. Sirius is the brightest star in the sky. It's actually 2 times larger than our sun. And every year around this time, the Sirius appearance is magnified. And this also relates to the spiritual energy and power that we receive in this time from Sirius. So Sirius, as the brightest star in the sky, means glowing in Greek. It's also known as the most spiritual of stars. It's really connecting us to that divine spark with its visibility. The 8th, today, is considered the most powerful day because of its connection to numerology, of course, but also because it is the day that Sirius actually aligns with our sun from our solar system. Sirius was an important star to ancient Egyptians, what we could call from the ancient Egyptian land, Chem. That's the what we would say the more indigenous name of ancient Egypt. And when Sirius became visible again and in this alignment every year around the same time, it led to the flooding of the Nile, which was an incredibly powerful time for those living in this area, because that meant that farming season would soon begin again and the soil would become fertile. The waters of the Nile would quench the thirst of the land and make it fertile. Today is the peak of this Lion's Gate. And when in ancient Egypt, the ancients celebrated the rise of Sirius. We also have our sun reaching the halfway point, or 15 degrees of Leo, the Leo zodiac, at this time, which is peak lion energy, right? Leo's connected to the lion. And so there is this connection between the name of the Lion's Gate portal in connection with Leo, but there's another lion that I'm going to be talking about today that is also very much connected, especially with Chem, with ancient Egypt mythology and cosmovision. The Lion's Gate portal or doorway is also opening up a time portal to ancient Egyptian or Kemetian encodings situated between the Sphinx and the Great Pyramid of Giza. If you take the number 8 and turn it on its side, we get the infinity symbol. And this is representing the infinite supraconscious part of our soul and higher realms of consciousness and our infinite capacity for love, which we may not fully experience on this earth realm, but that is our true divine nature. It's also, 8 is also connected in with prosperity, with abundance, with strength making. And this is a wonderful time to clear the way for our manifestations, for our desires, but from the space of the heart. So true heart desires. And when I say heart desire, I don't mean just what you truly desire most in the world. I'm talking about heart-based, as in it's connected to the entire collective, the collective field of consciousness, and what is good for the whole. So it's not just about what we desire, whether that's based off of societal ideas of success or our own impulses of what it is that we want to call into our lives. Heart-based manifestations are those that are more connected with healing, with love, with beauty, with support and upliftment of the whole. The Lion's Gate is also said to be an energetic doorway, which activates through the solar lion into the etheric and the Akasha, the Akashic records, and is associated with the bridging of matter and that which is not matter. The polarities here meet and merge, and this is why it's connected to ideas of manifestation. It's bringing into the material expression and reality that which is immaterial and in the unseen. In sacred sites all over the world, there are encryptions of ancient technology, we could call it, long-established data programs, so to speak. I think it's easy to speak to it in almost like computer programming language, because it is about codes. It's about programming. And these codes, these data programs and encryptions communicate with our own codes held in our DNA, the crystalline codes held in our DNA. So very much like certain frequencies and sound waves and light language, if you will, can activate certain codes held within us, within our DNA, without really bypassing our cognitive faculties meant to do so, because we literally cannot think these things through. We can't cognitize these events, shifts, happenings, knowledge with a capital K. And it's more about receiving and allowing the activation, the growth, being moved by these frequencies that really is spiritual nourishment. It's spiritual food for our bodies, our electric bodies, our soul, spiritual bodies. And by tuning in and connecting with these codes, we may be able to access a portal to ancient truths and wisdom, resulting in really what we could refer to as an accelerated spiritual awakening or evolutionary process. Of course, we can do this with many things when we tap into the Akashic records, when we chant certain mantras, when we commune in particular sacred sites. All of these are ways of opening up our field to receive spiritual nourishment. And if you want to call it upgrades or reprogramming or activation of inner codes, there is a process that happens that brings out our divine expression even more. And that is what's connected to our collective evolution. So the Lion's Gate is not only about numerology and about astrology, you know, being the lion-shaped zodiac of Leo and connected to Sirius. It is believed to be the gateway to so-called heaven and the home of higher frequency beings with advanced wisdom. This information is coming in through our sun. Our sun is an incredibly important aspect of our own becoming and our evolution, which is why when we ask somebody, what's your sign, it's primarily the sun sign that we're talking about, right? Now, we know there's so much more to one's astrological blueprint or design, if you will, but the sun is the essence, the core of who we are. It's the light of the sun that is reflected through us. I love the deep mysteries and understandings through the Caro and the Andean mystical tradition that says we are light, love, and Mother Earth united. Kanchai, Munai, Pachamama, Hunyui, Nyokani. I am. These are incredibly powerful words that are connected again to our divinity, who we truly are, which is light beings and earth beings and love beings united together. And so the codes, the information that comes through our sun feeds our essence, our I am, and our internal sun. And we can connect with what I am calling higher frequency beings, but we could see these as angels, as part of the angelic hierarchy, as our ascendant masters and guides, the divine guides of the highest order that hold the prayer for us as humans to live the beauty way, to be righteous, as in take, quote, right action. And by right, it's about alignment. Alignment with not just who we are and our truth with a capital T, but also an alignment with the collective field, our collective dharma, if you will. So I mentioned another lion, and I want to call in the goddess Sekhmet. Sekhmet is invoked as she is connected with Sirius, the spiritual sun. She represents the fiery aspect of creative power. She is an ancient Egyptian lion goddess of war, of power, of healing. Sekhmet is called the one who is powerful, she who mulls, great one of magic, lady of all powers. She's lion-headed. Goddess Sekhmet, with a sun disk on her head, is one of the most powerful manifestations of a goddess of the divine feminine. So Sekhmet is regarded as the one with great healing magic and power, and whose knowledge has placed her in service of healing humanity and earth. She can also be dangerous and destructive, and was in myth known to have sent plagues against those who angered her. She was ravenous for blood when she was given the task to basically clean up the dirty earth realm of the humans that were running amok. And she was quelled by a juice made of pomegranate juice and fermented beer, which soothed her ferocious appetite for blood and stopped her rampage. So this is a fierce force and goddess. She commands great respect. She's not to be crossed. Sekhmet's personality is one of polar extremes. We have particular goddesses that represent an aspect, a face of the divine feminine. And Sekhmet really represents the spectrum from the healing mother and connection to fertility. Above all, she's known as the protector of Maat, which is balance or justice. Her name is also the one who loves Maat and who detests evil. So she is often regarded as a great mother of compassion, and that she can cure disease and to bring healing to those that are in need. But if you cross her or get on her, quote, bad side, then she could be highly destructive. In the litany of Ra, the sun god, in ancient Egyptian cosmology, Sekhmet is the wild aspect of the cat. She's usually exposed as a naked woman with a lion head. So you'll see statues of her where it's the body of a woman and the head of a lion. Sometimes she's depicted with a male body with a phallus erect, connecting her with fertility and the desire to create and procreate. So there are probably, if you're familiar with other goddesses, you're probably making connections to a lot of different types of goddesses right now and archetypes of the divine feminine, depending on the culture or lineage that you're connected to or that you're most familiar with. But one name that pops up for me is Kali, the Kali, the destroyer, but it's really the destroyer of evil so that the earth can be purified and to rebirth a new earth and restore Maat, which is truth with a capital T. So Sekhmet is also a destroyer of evil and purifies the earth, provides healing for the restoration of Maat, of truth. This is the archetype and the energy that we are being connected to with Sirius and with the Lion's Gate. And while we may not be feeling this kind of energy every year, I was really receiving this intuitively, energetically, anytime I tuned in, when I opened up the Akashic records to channel in this Akashic soul nourishment reading. I felt the power and the spectrum, right? The spectrum that she represents. So I'm going to go into the Akashic Soul Nourishment channeling right now. For those of you who are not familiar, if you're new and you've never heard of the Akashic Records or you haven't heard of any of my channelings before, I have an entire episode on the Akashic Records. It's a sort of a primer on the Akashic Chronicles, if you will. It's called Akashic Records 101. I'll make sure to link that in the show notes below. So you could tune into that and just get a quick primer on what they are. I access the Akashic Records. I work with them for healing and understanding and to receive deeper knowledge and wisdom for my own growth, but also to support others. So I do readings for others in the Akashic Records, but I also do collective readings. And that's what these Akashic Soul Nourishment readings are. They are a channeling, a reading for the collective, and specifically for those of you who are tuning in, the Feed Your Wild podcast collective, past, present, future, because we are tapping into realms that are beyond linear time and space. So if you're tuning in and you're curious, there is probably something here for you. And I encourage you just to allow yourself to open up without overthinking, just to receive what is coming through and to leave what doesn't resonate, you know, that may not be for you. And you don't have to take it. This is not about accepting all that comes in as your truth. But this is more so about allowing it to spark and invoke the truth within you to arise and be known. And with that, let's go into our Akashic Soul Nourishment Channeling for 2023's Lionsgate Portal. The apocalypse you imagined. Scenes of fire and brimstone, destruction and hell on earth, is a forlorn vision of misguided scribes. The fire you feel emerging is not from the depths of hell, but from the heights of the human heart. From earth to sun, the being between, holding both frequencies you were made to receive, the luminous codes for initiation, the anointing for a new world order, one that holds truth as a beacon, beholding spiritual flames that connect you to the highest realms, communion in its truest sense, a becoming, a birth, a blossoming into the fullness of all that you are, a vessel for divine expression of earth and stars dancing, a hub of spiritual forces in motion, an orchestra hall filled with the songs of the cosmos, each note alive, conscious, perfectly pitched. As the hollow bone, they say, but a bone still pulsating with ancient DNA, awake and remembering, in active cosmic memory, continuing the conversation, spanning lifetimes, generations, civilizations, epochs. You are calibrated to a numerical sequence that underlies every existing material manifestation. The numerical sequence is a code that allows for particular knowledge in the form of energy to flow through and express itself on earth in the material realm. To attune your awareness and creations to this code will enhance your highest becoming. The flames of the heart light the flames of the Holy Crown, the portal to higher worlds and levels of consciousness. Transmuting distortions in the field through numerical calibration supports the facilitation of this process. The flames of the Holy Crown are the sparks that will light the fire for the new world. When all have been crowned by these flames, the old world will cease to exist, and the new world order, a higher expression of earth and your humanness, will come to be. This is what is meant by apocalypse. This is what is meant by kingdom come. Each person will experience their individual versions of this, which is why so many are experiencing contractions and challenges in the collective field. This will require collaboration and communion, and a willingness to heed the call and take on the task of cultivating the pearl from the pain. The mouth of the lion provides the amplification of the spiritual fire by aligning the spiritual sun with our own sun. The sun logos is nourished, fed the flames of higher codes that in turn feed your own heart and bodies. Truth, the saber-toothed, ripping through the dark and sinewy cloak of untruth, reconnects to the I am, the all that is and ever was, the Alpha and Omega and all between, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Mother, Daughter, Holy Sophia, Amen, Ahmad, Asha. So that is our reading. And there is a limitation that I experience in really conveying what I receive. So as an intuitive channeler, a reader, and you yourself as a channel, we all receive information, insight, intuitive messages differently, right? We have our various proclivities. We have certain senses that are more awakened than others. And we also have synesthetic experiences where we might taste sound or smell color, right? These crossing of the senses. And so a lot of what comes through in these channelings for me, and in particular this one, I had a lot of visuals. It's like a movie that's playing, except a holographic movie that I'm participating in. And also sounds and messages and encodings that I can't quite capture in my retelling through the spoken word. And what I have come to understand about the channelings and sharing these with the collective, which I am really guided to do. Like, it's not like I wake up in the morning and I say, I want a channel for the collective. You know, like, it's not something that is more of some arbitrary desire from my humanness. Maybe there's a little bit of, there's definitely an excitement, right, about it, and a desire to be of service that I have and I experience. But the impulse is coming from beyond me, my human self. The drive is not my own. And I have learned to trust that. So I'm telling you this because I want you to trust. I want you to trust your own intuitive faculties, your channel, how you are receiving this message and channeling, what it evokes within you, which it's not meant to be the same that was invoked within me or that I experienced. This is meant to be moved through your unique filter and channel and all that is awaiting to be risen through these activations and these channelings. So I encourage you to tune in, not just with your mind and trying to understand the words or, you know, study or break apart certain words, because there absolutely are, you know, hidden within these words, particular codes and references to things that are like, we could go on rabbit holes with each line. But what I feel compelled to share with you is to open up your heart to receive and to listen from your heart. And then ask your heart and your body and your spirit to show you what is most relevant for you. What is the truth within this for you? And what are the gifts that you can hold, behold, and walk with that inform your own becoming and divine path in this lifetime on earth? I hope that that is supportive for you and that you also take that into your own practice. You know, maybe if you don't identify as a channel or intuitive, I encourage you to get curious about the ways that you receive and that you receive insight. We are all intuitive beings. That's our design. So whether you believe it or not is kind of irrelevant. It's more about cultivating faith and trust in it, which builds it, and learning how to use your faculties, which is unique to you. I'm excited to hear what comes up for you if you feel like sharing, and if you would be so kind to take a moment. And if you enjoyed this Akashic Soul Nourishment Channeling an episode or any other episode, to leave a rating and review over on Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps with the algorithm to get into the ears of more people who are wanting to hear this type of work. And it really is one of the best ways to support if you're not called to make a monetary donation, which I absolutely have that pathway. If you want to support even like $1 or $5, if you've noticed, I don't have any sponsors except for my own. If I'm leading a program or a paid workshop, I might use that as, quote, an ad, right, in this space and advertise it, promote it. But I don't have any formal sponsors, and I want to keep it that way. So to do that, I need assistance. I need help from the collective. And one of the ways that you can do that is by leaving a rating and review and also sharing this episode out with someone that you love, who you feel might enjoy it. All right, my loves. Well, I am sending you so many blessings on this Lion's Gate, and I'll be back here for another Moon Musing and more episodes, solo episodes, interviews. I got a ton of really amazing, fun interviews that I cannot wait to share with you. They're in the lineup, so look out for those when they come out. And if you want to stay tuned to special events and new episodes that come out, please subscribe. And you can also subscribe not only to the podcast, but on the email list where you get the nitty gritty on all the happenings and all the things. You can go to wildlyrooted.com/subscribe and sign up there. And of course, you can opt out at any time. So many blessings to you on this special Lion's Gate portal.